Well, today marks day four of the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last May. LBC's Simon Marks has been following the trial all week and joins us now. Any developments today, Simon?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Ian, let me take you to the courtroom right now, where one of the ambulance technicians who was called to the scene, Derek Smith, is now testifying. He's just said that when he arrived, in layman's terms, he concluded that George Floyd was already dead.
What happened next after you did those things?
After I checked pulse and pupils?
Yes.
I looked for my partner and provided him that I believed the individual to be deceased. I wanted to get off scene and I would start here in the back.
And did you take steps to make that happen?
Yeah, we grabbed our stretcher, our poles and canvas, and we were starting to prep to move the patient.
And did you have any interaction with the officers in terms of moving the patient?
Once we got the poles and canvas on the ground, the officers were very helpful in moving the patient onto the canvas.
So did the officers assist you in moving?
Yes.
The patient? Did you have to provide some direction?
Derek Smith, one of two ambulance technicians who have been testifying today. He said there that the officers were helpful when it became time to put what he had concluded was the dead body of George Floyd into the ambulance. But he said that when he arrived on the scene, even at the point where he was checking to see whether George Floyd had a carotid artery pulse, Officer Derek Chauvin was still kneeling on George Floyd's neck. Testimony at the trial this morning was dominated by Courtney Ross, George Floyd's girlfriend. She was the latest prosecution witness of many to break down on the stand as she gave her evidence. She was emotional from the very moment of her swearing in, and early on, prosecutors asked her to explain how she first met Mr. Floyd. She had run into him in the lobby of a building where she had been waiting for her son's father to show up for a meeting, and she'd become distressed by the fact that he hadn't shown up.
Floyd has this great, deep southern voice, raspy. He's like, sis, you okay, sis? And I wasn't okay. I said, no, I'm just waiting for my son's father. He said, well, can I pray with you?
Prosecutors will be hoping that her testimony provided a window into George Floyd's character, but she conceded that he was an opioid addict and that she, too, is struggling with addiction. And under defense questioning, she disclosed that 2 months before his death, George Floyd was hospitalized after taking an apparently unintentional overdose. Even the prosecution asked her questions about George Floyd's drug use because they know they are going to have to counter the defense claim that George Floyd wasn't just addicted to drugs, he was actually on them at the time of the attempted arrest. And also, as I mentioned before the lunch break, we heard from another of the ambulance technicians who arrived at the scene to discover George Floyd non-responsive while Officer Chauvin's knee remained firmly at his neck. Testimony continues for several more hours today, and depending on the pace of proceedings, tomorrow, we may well hear from the Minneapolis police chief. He is expected, Ian, to testify that he believes Derek Chauvin, who denies murder, used excessive force towards George Floyd at the scene.
Simon, thank you. That's LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.